She was convinced she had to make up for all the balls she had missed. This was her night. Something interesting was about to happen, she was sure of that. She couldn't make out exactly what, but the feeling was there. She was wondering if her role as a future queen was something she could live up to. Her mother always said, "Don't take on more than you can handle." But nevertheless, she somehow felt ready. She felt it was her time to shine. She looked at herself daringly in the mirror and left her room. The ballroom was glittery and shiny, with an elegant crowd chatting and the royal orchestra playing. Suddenly, everyone went silent. A magical silhouette stood at the staircase and slowly started going down the stairs. Just like a queen, she takes after her mother. Just look at her, the gathered guests were whispering. They took in every detail of Aurora's beautiful outfit. Suddenly, a handsome prince came towards her and asked her for a dance. The crowd was looking in awe as the lovely couple danced and took up the whole night of the evening. She had been waiting for that ball like a little child is waiting for the gift she has always dreamed of. She had worn the dress that her mother had bought her for the occasion, S&D, the ring that her parents had given her 18th birthday. She knew how her mother cared about the party. She had organized everything perfectly and Aurora didn't want to let her down. She was about to leave the room when she heard someone knock at the door. It was her friend Annie, who had a note in her hand. She let her in. Princess Aurora had let her into her secret. Annie was her best friend and her confidant, and she knew of her love for the prince she had met in the woods one day while she was taking a horse riding. It was time to go downstairs. Annie opened the door and let her out. As she came into the ballroom, her eyes met the blue ones of a charming boy. She couldn't believe the boy she had met in the woods was there and was staring at her. The boy put across the Aurora and helped her put off her coat and they sat at the table. The guests were surprised as Aurora was shining like the sun. The boy gave her the box of presents and flowers and that he promised to put out her book in a few days. Aurora was close to tears. She was so happy she couldn't hide tears from anyone. Her true love was at the ball. This boy was caught by Aurora's beauty and kind lines and he caught her heart long ago too, but she was afraid to tell her mother. She didn't know how her mum would react. Seeing them together, Aurora's mum caught on their love and gave them her blessing. They got married soon after and lived happily ever after.